We heard from 9 individuals with 14 phone calls. So, because you had people that wanted to play trivia more than once. So, but had a good show and enjoying the time slot. Seems like more and more people are finding this on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock.
Now, I just realized something, Nate. Because we're doing this on a phone, we can move around. We don't have to stay at this table. So I think we should head out to the fair.
Let's go.
All right. So we are going to leave the building, and we are going to walk the fairgrounds. Are you still with us, Terry?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we're going to – there's a nice breeze out here, actually. It's partly cloudy, a little bit sunny, and we're going to take in the sights and sounds of – now, here is the
Crawford,
I'm on the radio. I'm broadcasting live. The Junior Fair Queen Attendant. What is your name?
Corinne Pike.
And so how were you selected for the Junior Fair Queen Attendant?
So you have to go through an interview process with somebody out of county, and then you get selected from there, and then you go on to a public speaking contest at the end of the night, and then they'll go through a judging process, and then they'll select you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. Oh, it's nice to meet you. Okay, thank you. So that was the Crawford County Junior Fair Queen Attendant.
Nice young lady.
So we got some dark clouds moving in. If you're thinking about coming to the fair, you want to come quickly because there are some clouds moving in.
What's the specialty for today? Is it like Ladies' Day or something today?
Yeah, let's go on the carousel. What was that, Terry?
I was going to say, is there like a special theme today? Is it like Ladies' Day? What's the theme for today?
This morning it was Kids' Day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Kids' Day. But you had to get here by noon for that.
Okay.
And I think Friday is a Veterans Day.
Are they having the breakfast and everything Friday, or?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Nate says he wants to get on the carousel.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to get on the carousel, but I'm afraid there's probably a weight restriction, and I'm pretty sure that I'm over that weight restriction.
Can you sit in the car? I mean, the booth, or?
Oh, set in like a little, there is, I just seen one coming around here. There is a little bench. Maybe they would let me sit on the bench.
Then you'd be a bench warmer.
I could then be a bench warmer. You got that right.
Not only did you eat there, but you also are a bench warmer.
What was that?
Said not only then would he eat at bench warmers, he would also be a bench warmer.
That's right. Yeah, not only you ate at bench warmers, but you would be a bench warmer. All right. We are going to take a walk down the midway, and what we will do is we will give you a rundown on food.
Yes.
What's available food. All right, so they got the normal cotton candy. They've got hot dog on a stick. We have a tacos and heroes stand, or as they say in Marion, Ohio, gyros. How do you pronounce that, Terry?
Gyro.
Okay. So they got gyros there.
Okay.
Now, look, hey, they got old-fashioned root beer float.
Now, Pastor Craig, what was that? You said it was tacos, right? What else? I mean, is it just tacos, or is it nachos, too, or what is that?
The tacos is with the gyros.
Okay.
Heroes.
Okay.
And they have paninis. They have tacos, heroes, and paninis.
Oh, man, that sounds like, okay, that sounds pretty good.
Yes. Now, you were asking me, you're saying their name?
I was saying, I wonder what makes the root beer float old-fashioned.
Oh, you found one of those, Nate. Did you find a root beer float stand?
It's an old-fashioned root beer float.
I think it's the kind of root beer that you use.
I don't know. Let's find out. So what makes your root beer float an old-fashioned root beer float? You're out of it. You don't have any.
Is it homemade?
So that's what makes it. That's what makes it old-fashioned in that you can't get it anymore. Okay. All right. Thank you. They ran out.
Okay.
Now, she couldn't tell me what makes it old-fashioned. She just only told me that they ran out.
Okay.
All right. So you got that. Now, this one's got hamburgers, corn dogs, Pepsi, steak sandwiches.
Okay. Now, one of my favorite things is actually a Bahama Mama. Is there any place that has a Bahama Mama?
That I'm standing right next to Italian Polish sausage. Now, I don't think they got. Nope, they don't have Bahama Mamas.
Okay.
Now steak sandwiches you can get.
That sounds good.
Now they got candy apple, caramel corn, cheese curds. Have you ever had cheese curds?
I haven't.
Are they good?
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah, Nate says they're good.
Now, what about your, like, elephant ears and funnel cakes? You found any of those places yet?
We haven't found the elephant ears yet. We're still looking for
them. They're like a staple, I think, for the fair. You got to have one. You got to have those.
Yeah.
And a nice ice cream, too.
Oh, elephant ears?
No,
cheese curds. Cheese curds. Yeah. Yeah, if for being a staple, I haven't found any yet.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Now, this one right down here, the deep fried sweet.
Okay.
That's where I got what we had.
Oh.
We tested.
That's where you guys. Okay. All right.
So they've got Oreos, Twinkies, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, that might be interesting.
Yep. Candy bars.
Okay.
Deep fried Buckeyes.
Ooh.
Deep fried chocolate chip cookie dough.
You guys had that. Yeah, you guys had that.
Yeah, we had that and the deep fried strawberries.
Okay.
And then they've got a deep fried cheesecake.
Oh, that maybe don't sound bad. Maybe that Reese cup would be all right.
I'm not a Reese cup fan, so I'll pass on that one. But
can you get like a Hershey bar or something? Or?
No, well, they just have these eight.
Okay.
It's only what they have.
Okay, run it down for us.
Got it?
Yep.
Run it down for you?
Yes.
Okay, Oreos, Twinkies.
Okay.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Gotcha.
Candy bars on a stick.
Which is, a certain type, or?
No, it doesn't say what type candy bars.
All
it
right.
just says candy bars on a stick.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patrick. Yeah.
And deep-fried Buckeyes.
Okay.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
Strawberries.
Okay.
Deep-fried cheesecake.
Okay. And of those, you guys had the chocolate chip cookie dough. Is that right? And the strawberries.
Yes.
The strawberries.
That was excellent.
Okay.
That was good. The Oreos were kind of
Okay.
But, no, we liked the chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
That was definitely good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I think Nate's updating something here.
Okay.
Yes. If you go to my Facebook page, go to Nate Redmond on Facebook, you can see a picture of Pastor Craig in front of the Dippin' Dots. Broadcasting live from
All
the Marion
right.
County Fair.
There you go.
That's
now,
the Facebook page.
Now, as far as you guys are by all the food concessions, where are the amusements in coordinate to where you guys are?
Okay, well, so they have all the food in a long line. You know, it's along the side of the grandstand.
Okay.
The rides. They've got some rides at one end of the food, and they've got the other rides all the way down at the other end.
Okay.
In other words, when you first come in, you can get some rides, and then when you walk all the way down through all the food, there's more rides down there.
Okay. Now, what's the most interesting food that you see around there?
What's that?
What's the most interesting food concession you see around there?
What is the most interesting food concession?
Terry, the most interesting food concession. We will walk along here, try to update you. Of course, they have the freshly squeezed lemonade shake.
Oh,
you know,
I was just getting ready to ask you if you could find that.
Yep. A 32-ounce cup for $3.50.
Not bad. Okay.
Now, here's something for you, Terry. I don't know if this is the most interesting. They have frozen chocolate-covered bananas.
Ooh.
For you.
Okay.
Along with milkshakes and floats.
Okay.
They have...
I'm assuming it's a chocolate coating on there. Is that correct, or...?
Yes, looks to be.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it on a stick, or how do they serve that?
Let me find out.
Okay.
I can find out for you. Let me double back, and I'll find out exactly how they serve those.
Okay.
Let me tell them I'm on the radio here, see if I can...
Yeah,
see if
maybe
I can
they'll give you one.
Sir, how do you serve those? Are those served on a stick, those bananas? Served on a stick. Okay. Yes, sir, they are served on a stick.
All right, wonderful. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right, keep going.
And as you're walking down through the
keep going on your journey there. I just wanted to...
If you're walking down through the food and you'd like to get yourself a nice big belt buckle, they have them. You can get yourself a belt buckle for sure.
Is the leathersmith there, the guy that does the leather?
Let's see. I have not seen the leather shop yet.
How about the guy, the chainsaw, the guy that makes the stuff out of wood?
Oh, the chainsaw. I haven't seen that yet either. But we just started our tour a little bit ago. Kind of raining on us a little bit here.
Okay.
Right now, but just a little light rain. Pastor Craig, he might be getting ready to purchase something. They have a concession booth here called French waffles and then mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
And let me see if he might be. Pastor Craig, what you going to partake of?
I'm buying the French waffles for Scott.
Okay.
Scott was saying this morning that's his favorite, French waffles.
French
so waffles.
How are they different from regular waffles? How are they different?
Yeah, so he's in line to purchase the French waffles.
How are those different?
And then, we are paused while he checks that out.
How are those French waffles different than regular waffles?
You know, when he gets his order, I'll have to describe them to you.
Were they made by Napoleon? Maybe I didn't know if they were.
Could be. Now, this particular booth has some interesting things. They have some mac and cheese bites.
Ooh.
Those are good.
Those are good.
Yeah, if you ever had mac and cheese bites, those are good.
Yes.
And then they have
$2 Tuesdays at Roosters, Nate. Mac and cheese bites.
Mac and cheese bites. They have, deep fried pickles, spears, or slices.
Not a big fan of those. Nate, is there any corn cob booths around there that have, like, good corn on the cob? Or?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Roasted corn. Yeah, roasted corn.
I have not seen any roasted corn or anything like that.
I love that, too. And those blooming onions.
Oh, the blooming onions, yeah. Amber, have you seen any blooming onions yet? No, we have not.
And then, Nate, there was one time, and the guy may not be there anymore, there was a grilled cheese place.
Oh, I know you like your grilled cheese, Terry.
There was a guy there that did specialty grilled cheese sandwiches. I can't think of what it was called now, but you could get get pretty much any kind of cheese I think you wanted with it. So
yeah, any kind of grilled cheese. I don't know. We'll look and see if they
okay.
Got
and then on the side, he had these really good pickles that he served on the side.
Okay. Now, Pastor Craig has his order for Scott, so...
Where's your french fries at, Nate? You found your french fries?
What you ordered special?
They're like a deep waffle. They're not your standard waffle. They're like real tall.
Oh.
Like a Belgian? Yes.
Okay.
Kind of like a Belgian waffle.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
But they call them French.
But they're French waffle. Okay, just in the way they're prepared then, evidently, right? Okay.
They have a quesadilla, if you would prefer a quesadilla.
I love that. Love that.
Taco salads, walking tacos.
Those are always good.
Street tacos, yeah.
Those are always good.
And we've come to your funnel cake and your elephant ears.
Yes.
They do have those.
They got the powdered sugar?
What else are you looking for?
The powdered sugar for them.
Oh, yeah, they got your powdered sugar for them. Yes,
gotcha. If I'm going to eat them, I'm going all out.
Kettle corn and nachos. They got you some kettle corn. You can get a bag of that. And then up here is the Chinese food. I'm curious to see on their menu, if I can, what all they offer here at this Chinese food.
Yeah, see if they got General Tso's chicken on there.
Yeah, I'd be curious here. Yeah. And yes, they do, Terry.
They do.
Have General Tso's chicken.
Now, Nate, is it expensive? What's the price on that?
Okay, well, let me get over here so I can take a look for you.
Yeah, just
you can get an egg roll for $3.
Okay.
You can get the General Tso's chicken for $13. That comes with fried rice. I'm assuming that's probably a good size.
That's a good portion, I'm sure, yeah.
And chicken fried rice for $13. A lot of their prices are for $13,
okay.
So I'm assuming that's a good portion.
That's what I'm guessing. You probably get that nice container size full or something. And,
yeah. Yeah, I would guess that would be a good portion on that.
That would be one of my stops right there, probably.
And then, of course, chili cheese dogs.
Gotta love
the chili cheese dogs.
Also, too, Nate, I was going to ask you, Nate, around there, too, I'm sorry, if there's maybe like a bologna sandwich or a fish, a real good fish sandwich, maybe?
I don't know. I'll have to look and see. They got fresh-made pizza and strombolis. Now, the stromboli is what I'm going to have to eat when I get off the air.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I love the stromboli.
Love a good stromboli.
And of course, more fresh-squeezed lemonade as we're heading on down drag here. We're going to turn it over to Pastor Craig so he can narrate some more for you, Terry.
Thank you, Nate.
All right, so we got fresh-cut curly fries.
I was going to say, you got Nate's fries, or?
Yeah, those are Nate's fries. That's right, that's your fries. Now, this is different. They have a lamb stand. And it's, let's see, this lamb stand is operated by volunteers. The lamb meat is at this stand is all raised in Marion County. So you can get, all right, so they're selling their heroes or lamb patty.
Okay.
So, and it's Marion County lamb.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, they got soft serve and hard serve cones.
There we go. Good old soft serve cones.
Yep, and then there's another funnel cake.
Oh.
Elephant ears and funnel cake.
You can never have too many of those.
That's right. And we've got, finishing out down at the end, we've got cotton candy, and we've got another popcorn stand.
Another popcorn.
And that is your tour of the food.
Okay. All right. So, a lot of good places there. A lot of good places.
Yeah, there's just about anything you could want here, really. Just about anything you could want, they've got it here.
But it sounds like it's going to run you about a $20 bill, though. Is that right?
I didn't see corn on the top.
No. What was that, Terry?
I said it's going to take you probably about a $20 bill. I'm guessing then, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could. There were if well, yes, it would take you about a $20 bill to fill up. I'll tell you the one thing we didn't see. Is we did not see a stand with corn on the cob.
Man, I love roasted corn at the fair.
Maybe too early in the season.
Yeah,
for
could
it.
Be. Or I was wondering too, Pastor Craig, if there's one around there. See, is there a good fish sandwich?
Now you're coming up with all these ideas of stuff we didn't see. I said we had to get just about anything you want here. Now, I didn't necessarily see fish sandwich, but I bet somebody here got
that's what
fish
I'm saying.
Sandwich.
There was a guy there also too that did grilled cheese. I was telling Nate. I was wondering if that guy might still be there.
There was a guy here that had grilled cheese. Yes.
Oh man. Because I had a couple. I used to have that whenever I went over there. I enjoyed those grilled cheese.
Yep. Well. Another lemonade stand, yeah.
Okay. Now, which stand, from where you guys are at, which stand looks like it's the most popular stand?
Well, Really, you know, the crowd has kind of been here. What would you say is the most popular, Nate?
Most people are whenever you see a stand
that's got something with like fries on it,
okay.
Or
so they're going for like the combo platters and stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Combos. Yeah.
Okay.
When somebody's selling several different things to eat, then you'll have people there.
I think
people are a little worried about the weather tonight.
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering if that was playing a big factor.
Yeah. There are, you know, I mean, there's a good amount. You walk up through here, and there are a lot of people around. It's just not wall-to-wall packed.
Right.
So it is a nice, so folks that are wanting to come down and have a nice night at the fair, the weather's not beating down on you real hot, so that's nice. And the lines aren't that long, so that's nice. So if you just want to come and just bring a little umbrella just in case might sprinkle on you a little bit, tonight would be a heck of a night to come down.
Now, Nate, is there a lot of areas around there just to sit and relax if you wanted to, or?
They have certain areas. I believe I saw, isn't there some areas that folks could sit down if they wanted to? Yeah, for instance, Terry, there's a bench that nobody's sitting on in front of the Arts and Crafts building right now.
Is there a few like shelter houses or something?
Yeah, and then of course underneath the grandstands would keep you dry. Nobody's under there right now. You could have a seat underneath there, or just walk through the exhibition hall where we're at and come get your bubbles.
Is there anybody like entertainment? I mean, anything going on for like kids or anything?
There is some entertainment.
Okay.
We just, as a matter of fact, we just passed a guy that called himself Mr. Pickles.
Okay.
And he was entertaining
the
crowd along the
magic,
Midway.
The magic show guy, right? I think.
Yeah, magic show. So
okay.
He was entertaining the kids a little bit coming down through here and one of the booths here
now,
along
Nate,
the way.
How's the Midway as far as the games? Does it look like there's a lot like people like doing the games and stuff? Or
you know what? We actually didn't go down where most of the games are.
Okay.
We just went down where the food is.
Okay. That's separate then. Okay, that's separate.
But so we just went down the food tour.
Okay.
But turn the corner where some of the rides are, they have a nice little bullet ride. The kids can get in this one
little
bullet.
Now, which ride looks popular? Looks popular right now.
Oh, people are loving the carousel right now.
Carousel right now, okay. I used to like the Tilt-A-Whirl. They got the Tilt-A-Whirl there.
Yeah, you used to like the Tilt-A-Whirl. Yeah, that's out there. The Super Slide, of course.
Okay.
But Pastor Craig just pointed out, nobody's riding the Ferris wheel right now.
Oh,
so
you and Amber ought to ride it.
if I could get her up on it, maybe she would.
They said that's a romantic ride, Nate. So,
Amber pointed. There's two people sitting on top, so it looks like somebody's getting their money's worth.
Okay,
they're parked. They're parked right on top of the Ferris wheel.
All right.
Oh, now it's starting to move there.
Okay.
So they're getting a nice view.
Now,
just a few inches and stop. So the two people at the top of the Ferris wheel are getting a nice little view up there right now.
That's
sure.
Awesome. That's all. Now, is there anything going on in the Coliseum right now, or?
You know, I don't have the schedule. I'm not sure about the Coliseum right now. We can boogie right back to our.
It's no problem. I just don't know
if
you guys may have had a schedule with you.
Well, we have one here at the exhibition hall. We can boogie right in here and take a look at the schedule. We can find out what's going on.
If you can, give us a rundown of the schedule tonight, Nate.
Yeah, we can give you I'll have Pastor Craig give you a rundown on the schedule here in just a second. We're walking
just
back
Let us know where things are going to be at tonight. So.
Yeah. As you enter where we're at, as you enter the exhibition hall, there's a lot of great vendors that are in here. Amber, she went and bought herself some earrings. So there's a lot of great jewelry booths in here and places to shop where we're at. So you can come in here and check those out while you come in and get your free bubbles. So you can check that out for sure. So.
And who's the bubbles courtesy of?
The bubbles are courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio, for sure.
And Nate, if I wanted to get a hold of you, how do I do it?
If you wanted to do what now?
Get a hold of you. How do I do it?
Oh, if you wanted to get a hold of me personally, you can send me an email anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com.
How do we get a hold of Pastor Nate? Or Pastor Craig, I'm sorry.
Pastor Craig is his email address. Well, all in fact is, I'll just let Pastor Craig give you his contact information right here.
Email address is studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com, and you can also contact me at through my webpage, which is studyhiswordradio.org, and that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. Terry.
Yes.
The schedule for tonight.
Yes, run that down for us if you don't mind. Yeah.
Well, it's not very long.
Okay.
It's rather short. It's the rodeo.
Okay.
So they're having the rodeo. Now, I don't know what all they do in the Marion County Fair Rodeo. I don't know if it's, and it's calf roping.
Okay.
And
what time's that starting, Pastor Craig?
7 o'clock.
Okay. And is it at the grandstand? Or where's that at?
Yes, it's at the grandstands, and it's 7:30.
7:30. And you said what, calf roping and?
What's that?
What was it, calf roping you said? And
yeah, they have calf roping, and they have bucking, and it doesn't give very much of a description.
That's okay, here. Okay.
Yep.
So that's basically it for tonight, then.
That's it for tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And I think I mentioned Friday is Veterans Day.
Right, okay. So free admittance if you're a veteran on Friday.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
My guess is that's probably when you're going to see the bulk of the people. It's going to be probably Friday and Saturday, the last day, of course. But
yeah, because it's kind of surprising that there's really not that many people here, and it's probably a function of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the weather's probably scaring some people away. And I guess the rodeo isn't as big a draw as probably like the demolition derby or things like that.
Which too. I think that's on Saturdays, the demo derby. So.
Right, right.
Is Nate going to be in that or?
He says he's politely declining for that.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if he's putting that old car that he has in there maybe. Or...
putting in his old car. He ought to. What about you, Terry? You want to put up a car?
Sure. All right, where are we at now? You guys still in the exhibit hall, or?
We're back at our booth.
Ground zero, we call it, right? Ground zero?
That is correct, yes.
Home base, whatever you want to call it?
Yes. I'm going to see if I can locate another program.
Okay.
We had a program and it disappeared, and we had to do that from memory. I told you that.
Go grab that that jewelry vendor.
The jewelry vendor?
Yeah, just say hello.
Okay.
Where Amber bought her earrings.
I don't know if she bought any or not.
Nate said she did.
Okay. All right. Which, I may find out which one it was.
Yeah. Is there quite a few vendors in there, or no?
They're very sparse.
Okay.
Amber, did you buy those earrings? All right. Yeah, she did buy the earrings.
Okay.
I'm walking down toward that booth.
And then you grab a program and...
There doesn't seem to be any around here.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so what she has is she has bracelets, and she has earrings, and she has rings.
Okay.
And, yeah, she's got necklaces. It's all handmade. And then she's got some others. Yeah, she's got a lot of necklaces.
Great.
That's the main thing.
Great.
A lot of necklaces, yep.
Okay.
Hey, you can sponsor a koala.
A koala?
At show place, they've got this koala on there, and it says $3,000. I'm joking that you can't really sponsor a koala.
Okay, all right.
So how much time we have left, Terry?
We are at about 10 minutes.
All right. Well, if people ought to, you know, come down tonight, there's really not a lot of people here. You can avoid the crowds. If you're a person that doesn't like crowds, and you want to avoid the crowds, come on down tonight.
Grab something and go home if you want.
That's right. Yep. Now, I am standing looking at the games. You asked about the midway at
yes,
the games.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I see I'm walking that way. So they've got your traditional one, you know, shoot the moving targets with a gun,
okay.
Win a prize,
mm-hmm.
And that's one. Okay, this guy's got shooting. You got to shoot targets, and that this one's, you know, throw three darts and pop the balloons, and the ring toss on top of the bottle, all your traditional games. Yep, they've
good.
Got probably about 10 altogether.
Okay, good.
So that's the sights and sounds of Marion County Fair.
All right, okay. Well, what else we got? I mean, you guys are live at the fair. Anything else exciting going on over there?
You've got the rides, you got the food, you got the games, and tonight you got the show.
Okay. And all for how much? $8?
It's $8, yes. $8 to get in. You can buy a week-long pass. And a week-long pass is 25. So basically, if you're going to be here four or more days, that's the deal you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Pays for itself. Did they have a nice turnout there for the fireworks, I wonder?
That's a good question. I do not know. That would have been on Monday night, right? Monday night. No, I have not heard anybody say.
Just one.
So I don't know.
Okay. No more kings or queens coming by there, huh?
No, that was we had that one junior fair attendee, and I haven't seen any more.
Okay.
So it's really, really kind of sparse around here.
Okay.
There's not many people.
Well, listeners, if you're listening, this is the WWGH coverage of the show with no name, live at 5, live from the Marion County Fair. You are listening now to Pastor Craig, who's, like, firsthand, him and Nate are out there at home base there at the exhibit building at the Marion County Fair, and kind of keeping you up to date with what's going on and where things are at and what food's good and what food's not good, so...
And Terry, I got 20 label sheets with our logo on them.
Okay.
When I went to the Office Depot,
okay.
So we'll have those for years to come.
Okay. We'll have those until the next group of people.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Anything exciting going on? I know you guys are kind of out of the way there a little bit, but I mean. As far as, like you said, still just really not a lot of attendance or anything, not a lot of, really a lot of nothing going on.
Yeah, and there's not really much, I'm sorry, there's not really much happening here.
Okay, all right.
Where we are, hardly anybody, you know, stumbles that way.
What's it looking like as far as from the food standpoint?
It's you know, even for the food vendors, a lot of them don't even have anybody standing at them. If you want something to eat, you can walk right up to a food vendor and you don't have to wait in line.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to walk into the arts and crafts.
Yeah, do that, yeah.
And see what they've got displayed in here.
Yeah, maybe grab one of them guys and get a quick hello out of them or something.
Oh, they've already done some judging.
Mm.
So, all right. So this is where you got, like, all your canned goods, you know, like people that, you know, canned beans and tomatoes and, you know, all these canned goods.
Uh-huh.
So they've already awarded the ribbons for first place, second place. Now, you know, strawberry jelly. I don't know how you would determine what would be first place and what would be second place right. on strawberry jelly, but they've done that.
Okay. What are some of the other categories, Pastor Craig? I mean, besides that.
They've got, like, for instance, they've got single flowers.
Oh, wow.
A flower.
Okay.
Individual flowers that are displayed.
That are like homegrown. Is that, I'm assuming, probably, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So they've got flowers, and then they've got flower arrangements that people were showing.
Okay.
They've got photography.
Oh.
They've got a whole section of photography. That's really neat because there is some really nice photographs.
Now, are they fair photos or just photos in...
No, they're everything.
Okay.
This is an old-fashioned car.
Oh,
These are orchids.
Okay.
Here's one with a railroad bridge and a waterfall underneath it.
I mean, are they current photos or are they old photos? That's what I guess I was getting at. I don't know if that's...
Are they current? I have no idea when these photos were taken.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, if they might have had a date or I didn't know if they had a date or something, you know, or...
No.
Or if it's one of the things where you, like, you submit old photos, you know, or something like that.
Oh, no. These are people who are, like, into photography.
They're taking
photos and of all different, sorts.
You got, you're at the 5-minute mark, Pastor.
All right. And then, let's see. Then they have a arts and crafts real dirt mud pies, okay?
Wow.
And what it is they have people submit pans with a mud pie, and it's mud. It's dirt from outside. And then they've made a design in it. Like, for instance, there's one that is a these were obviously done by students. And this one is for math, and he has, like, a math equation, and he has pencils stuck in it, and he has an eraser stuck in it. It loses something as I'm telling, obviously, but that's the design in the pie. You have another one that's got plastic farm animals in it, arranged in it. And they've just taken these dirt pies and put some kind of display in it.
Nobody did a cardinal, though, huh?
What's that?
Nobody did a cardinal?
Nobody did a cardinal, no.
Okay.
Now, here's somebody that made a wind chime out of Bud Light cans.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting. Okay.
And it won first prize.
I'll be. Okay.
That's unique. What can I say?
Yeah. It sounds like some very creative, artistic people there.
I mean, I think that's the whole idea here, is that you just use your creativity, come up with some ideas for displays, and they are creative, that's for sure.
That sounds awesome. All right, we got about 3 minutes to go, Pastor. Wrap it up for us here.
All right, so we're live here at the Marion County Fair. Come on down tonight. Tonight they've got the rodeo in the grandstands. And you won't have to wait in line to ride the rides. There's no waiting in line at any of the food booths. Tonight would be a great night to come. You wouldn't have to wait in line at all. And so I'm here with Nate and Amber, and you can go to our website, and Nate is going to post some pictures. Go to our website, noname.show. That's noname.show. And that's it. That's Pastor Craig from the fair.
Okay, now tell us how we can get a hold of you and Nate.
All right. You can get a hold of me at studyhiswordradio.org or study his word ministries at yahoo.com. And you can get a hold of Nate at RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com.
And Nate, you're posting all these photos right from the fair on the show website, or?
I've got a. They will be up on noname.show.
Okay.
They will be up there. I'll post those tomorrow.
Okay.
But right now you can see them on my personal Facebook page if you just type in Nate, then my last name, Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D.
Well, you want to do a ladies' corner real quick?
Oh, do a ladies' corner real quick? Well, if she had a recipe in front of her, we could do a recipe.
Well,
but I'll
I was
going to
say, there's so many food places around there, you could just do one on them food places.
Yeah, there you go. But we'll definitely have a new recipe on if you want to tune in on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday morning.
Yeah,
about,
when's that show, Nate? Give us that.
Yeah, so Offbeat News and Trivia, Saturday mornings, 10:15 to 11. We do the recipe right at the end of the program, like we've always have done. So right after the 10:55 drawing, be listening for the recipe. We'll have that posted. You can see all the recipes right now that we have done. If you go to my Facebook page that's connected with the radio show, just search Radio Nate into Facebook or go to Facebook.com/RadioNate. And you can see those recipes up there for your viewing pleasure.
And tonight when you put the pictures up, put Amber's new earrings up there.
There you go. There you go.
Okay, guys, we got about 45 seconds here, so wrap it up for us.
All right. Well, we've been broadcasting live here from the Marion County Fair. And
you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. Bet you if you